Good morning. My name is Maria. I'm a compulsive overeater and sugar addict. And I was born and raised in a little city called Rose in Louisiana. And then met my husband of 56 years and moved into Thibodaux, which is only about an hour away. And I want to thank Janet for inviting me. In all the service that she does. And I want to say hello to everybody here. I appreciate it. I'm a compulsive overeater and a sugar addict. I've been all my life. I was born a sugar addict. I know that. I'm codependent and adult child of an alcoholic, of alcoholics. And I had a son who was addicted. So addictions are quite relevant in my whole family. So my childhood was relatively good. My mother raged a lot. She was very depressed and she would get angry at my father. And I was the one who tried to be good. My brother was a disruptor. He always broke the rules. He did a lot more than toilet paper or houses and stuff. And so I tried so hard to be good and try to make my mom happy. And my dad worked. He was absent physically and emotionally. And my mother was angry. I really believe my dad probably did some womanizing, because there was so much tension, you know, and anger between them. So my role in the family was just to be as good as I could, make good grades, do everything to make her happy and not be angry. I felt I had no one to protect me. And I think that's a common behavior in having parents who are emotionally absent. So I was good in school, made good grades. We traveled a lot. And the biggest thing for me is I isolated too. My brother was out and about and he was a bully. So there was fear involved, you know. And so I just tried to be a good girl, stay inside, stay out of trouble. High school was good. I made good grades. Weight was never a problem. But sugar, there was always, I got in so much trouble getting into things, sweet things, you know, eating all the graham crackers, eating my mother's mints that she had for her bridge party. I would always just sneak and steal and take and get sugar wherever I could. And I wasn't aware that that was a problem until I got into high school. And my weight wasn't a problem because I didn't eat food. I just lived on Coca-Colas and junk, really, just junk. So I met someone who was 6 years older than I was, and we married. I married right out of high school. I was 17 years old, clueless. And we started our family. I have three children. We had three children. And I know that I was a good mother in terms I gave them what the physical things they needed. I took care of them. We played, but I couldn't be emotionally available to them because no one was emotionally available to me. And this is where the insanity began. And the feeling of powerlessness and the weight came on. Each child I remember one pregnancy, I bought a coconut cream pie and I ate the whole pie during the course of the day. It was supposed to be dessert for dinner, but nobody got it. Diet pills. The doctor prescribed diet pills when I was pregnant because I had gained so much weight. exercise, not eating, just eating sugar. I was also a smoker, so I smoked a lot, drank Coca-Colas all day long. It was insane. It was really, really insane. Then fast forward to the 80s, and I became interested in doing seminars and personal growth, you know, doing the workshops and stuff like that. And I got with someone who was in the Al-Anon. I became an Al-Anon in the 12 steps. And he did a family of origin workshop. And I was able to confront my parents without them being there. And I came, it was the best gift I gave myself, because I understood that, like me, they did the best they could with what they knew. My mother was traumatized, brutalized, and abused by her mom. My dad was always fearful. He said his father drank and went around with women. So he said he was always fearful that his parents would separate and leave him alone. So it's the cycle. It continues if we don't stop and fix it some kind of way. So I was able to really see my parents as real people, because I had such horrible feelings toward them. And that was the most healing thing I did for myself emotionally. And so when they died, I was, I could see them as people, not as my mom and dad. I saw them there. It was beautiful. It was the most beautiful thing that I did for myself, other than come to OA. That was the next thing. My husband was a coach and a teacher. So he was gone quite a bit. So the children were left to me. And he was the type and said, I said, you know, I'm so worried about this. Oh, they're gonna be fine. You know, he came from a family of eight. I came from a family of two. And with eight children, I guess everything's gonna be worked out. And it did. Beautiful family. But the weight continued to come on. And I continued to feel so bad about myself. I felt so weak. And all my friends, my immediate little group of friends, their weight just stayed. They just always kept their weight down. So I had like three sets of clothes. I think everybody can relate to that. And never gave the big clothes away. I had such fear, and we couldn't afford it. My husband coached at a Catholic school. So it was like we were pinching pennies. So I had to keep all the clothes together. And no matter how much weight I lost, it came back 10 pounds over, at least 10 pounds over. And I got up to 225 pounds at one point. Then COVID hit. And I had pre-diabetic, high blood pressure. I have lupus. And what was the other one? I was obese. Hello. So those were all the pre-morbidity issues. And I said, I'm going to die if I have COVID. And there was like, I knew I was going to get COVID and die. And that's what it took to get me to go to OA, because I knew all of those other diets weren't going to work. Weight Watchers three times. I really thought Weight Watchers was going to be the answer for me, because it had the most reasonable eating program, but it didn't. What else I wanted to say was, I had cancer about 8 years ago, breast cancer 8 years ago. And everybody said cancer feeds on sugar. So be careful, don't eat sugar. Well, that didn't stop me.
10 minutes, Maria.
Thank you. I look back on that, and that's when I realized my disease was so, I was so into the sugar that I could not even stop to save my life. So 2 years ago, close to 2 years ago, I came to OA. I just remember saying, go to OA, go to OA. I made a phone call, and this woman answered the phone and welcomed me with open arms, was so excited that I had made the call. And that's where my healing began. And we didn't only share our experience, we shared our strength and our hope, in that for the first time, I had hope that I was going to be able to somehow control the sugar. And I did from day one. I learned about a spiritual life. I went to church. Oh, I was the avid churchgoer, but never brought God home with me. And in this program, I have a personal higher power who's with me 24/7. He's always, if I ask, he's there. And then I got a sponsor who has accepted every part of me. I showed her my whole life and defects, and there was that loving acceptance. It's okay, no matter what. You're okay. And to help me work through that. And the thing that I never felt was that people really knew me. I just had to be, something else. And with OA, I can just be me. I can be everything I am, the good, the bad, the ugly. And it's okay. All of that, my whole self. And it's all right. And I think that this program didn't only help me stop eating sugar and eating compulsively. It made me a better person. All the years of church going, I just felt that, you know, God stayed at church. I'd never brought him home. And now I look at my life so differently. I have a family here in OA that it's hard to put into words the way I feel about. I can pick up a phone and call somebody and right there. They're right there with me and I'm right there with them. That is the beauty of this program, is that acceptance, love, understanding, forgiveness, and the knowledge that we have a higher power that loves us also, no matter what. And I can't say enough about that. That has healed so many wounds in my life with my family. I was able to go to each one of my children and make amends. They didn't see anything, but I felt it was important to do that. I went to my husband, and now it's like my life is still the same. Nothing's changed except inside of me, excuse me. And I lost a dear friend just before Christmas, a friend for 55 years. And it's like I'm accepting things. I have no control over anything outside of me. I thought I was going to fall apart. I didn't, because I know it's part of life. And that's the best part of this program, is that I'm not eating sugar. I've maintained my weight for almost 2 years, which is something miraculous. Miraculous. I can't say. Sugar owned me. I would be so embarrassed because I'd be in the kitchen. I'd always say, I'll pick up the cake, you know, and I'd bring it in the kitchen, and then I would scrape all the icing off the edges, and I would just, you know, it owned me. And today, in fact, my little great granddaughter is here. She's still sleeping, and we're going to make a cake today. And it's okay. I can do that. Now, if that's not miraculous, I don't know what is. My higher power has given me a new life. And all of you have given me a new way to think, to be, to love, just give everything, you know. And I see examples of that in people who have been so dedicated to OA, and now to be doing all this work with the intruders. I can't say enough about their dedication to this program, and to give us the time we need to be in the meeting. I want to thank you all. I don't know how much time I have left, but I guess it's getting close.
3 minutes.
3 minutes. Okay. I guess I just, the biggest part is I've got a personal God, a higher power. I've got friends all over the world, people I can call everywhere. The technology that's WhatsApp lets me talk to people everywhere, you know, go to meetings everywhere. My husband at the beginning was kind of, you know, how many meetings you go to? And how many? I said, it's so easy. They're right at my fingertips. And I said, if you only knew what they do for me, I said, you would understand. And he's supportive. He's so supportive. In fact, he came in the room and said, what are you doing up? Because it's 4:30 in the morning right now. So I was honored to be asked to tell my story. And my strength is from my higher power, my sponsors, and my group, my home group. And I'm just gratitude is just the final word for me. And I thank you all.